Check. Are we live?
Are we live?
We are live.
Welcome to another edition of the
D-Squad.
What's up?
And like we said, it's another live, unedited, recorded in public. So we're having these conversations in a public coffee shop, K Rico. If you guys haven't been there in Hollywood, Florida, come through and check them out. But yeah, our podcasts are unedited. Whatever we say on the mic goes into the show.
Probably not a good thing. We should definitely curb that. I'd be saying some wild shit.
You say some wild shit, and that's what makes the show, bro. That's kind of why we do it that way.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that. I really do.
We don't beep or do anything. So, and yeah, if we never get funded, probably because we say some dumb wild shit.
Dumb wild. Or I just keep picking fights with like right wing pundits because I wanna. Let's not fight people.
And religious leaders.
And religious leaders.
Authors.
And J.K. Rowling.
Yeah.
I'm coming after all of them. Smoke.
Everybody else. Everybody else that you want to get into.
Here comes Rick. Rick, what'd you get, bro? What is that?
I don't know what Rick has got or got. He got some for himself. Didn't ask anybody else, but you know.
Well, yeah, I mean, appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, appreciate
it. I mean, I'm pretty sure when we all had our little moment, it was, hey, does anybody want to get up?
Yeah, we did, but we didn't know that you were going up there to get anything, so.
Yada, yada, yada.
By the way, the mic is hot, so you can talk into it and put your headphones on.
The mic is hot.
What is, what is this purple drink you got, bro? You got lean, bro?
Yeah, I got lean.
Hey, Rico, selling lean to the people.
Healthy lean.
Oh, yes.
Ew. I never understood that.
Healthy lean.
I learned what lean was in college because one of my good friends from college was from Houston. And he used to talk about it, and he used to go buy that shit and like make it.
Yeah, but they don't have codeine and cough syrup anymore, so lean kind of sucks now.
Well, you can get the prescription for it. That's what the people are doing.
Yeah,
go get prescriptions for it.
I haven't had lean since I was a kid.
I have never had it, period. What is it like? Because I don't imagine drinking cough syrup would taste like anything other than pure shit.
How do I properly
this healthy lean just makes my piss become clear.
Listen, we left your healthy lean a minute ago. We're onto the real lean. We're not into that fake shit, bro.
Oh.
Nice codeine smoothie. Delicious. Yeah,
I never drank lean, but I've seen people on lean. It's not good.
It's not good.
It's like, why would you want to be so stupid? Like, you're incoherent. You're incoherent. Like, you just...
Yeah. No, that's basically it.
You're not enjoying life. You're not living.
You're not living. You don't remember shit. You're not going to remember shit. People around you are living because they're laughing at your ass.
You are hilarious to look at.
But you're not living. You don't remember that shit.
I really haven't done a lot. I haven't done enough drugs to really have that kind of fun. I've done lean, mushrooms, weed, and that's it. Because I'm a wuss. I'm terrified of hard drugs.
It reduces your thought processing and everything.
Oh, yeah, no, everything slows down. Sure.
Well, I mean, it's codeine, it's opioid, so you're really fucking your shit up.
It's not fun. I didn't appreciate it.
What up? Anyway, getting into it, our quick topic is sexual superpowers. You're the Avengers. The sexual Avengers. What is your superpower? Okay, Ricochet, so, Rick.
I see.
I want to hear this.
Look at me. You looking at me and I'm looking at him.
I'm looking at him. What is it, bro?
And you can't be like, I ricochet, hit people in the balls.
I ricochet.
So he bounces the nut off the labia back into his own mouth.
Yeah. What is with this cum in the mouth, bro? You are definitely on one.
What is with this? Okay. You know what? I'm going to ignore
Clay. You know what it is? Because it might be a family trait because I've been harping on this too. I just find it like, out of all the things, a family trait, guys.
You hear this?
Family
right?
trait.
Runs in the family.
Yes. Family trait. We don't understand why Rick has not tasted his own nut.
It's just wild.
Because
Rick
of all the crazy shit. Of all the things.
Oh my God.
You've never tasted your own lobster sauce.
Nope.
Not once.
Even on accident. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I've made lobster sauce. I've given out lobster sauce. I've used lobster
sauce. I hope you make it. I mean, yeah. unless you got that change going on.
I've used lobster sauce. I've used lobster sauce as lotion, okay? I've like put the lotion on the skin.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Yeah, I've used lobster sauce
but
as lotion.
But you never once accidentally just
your own lotion? Like, you lotion your own skin with that?
No. Like, I've used my lobster sauce to lotion another person's skin.
I was just clarifying just to make sure.
You gotta rub it in.
And you didn't lick your fingers when you were done?
What the fuck? You hear this shit?
Oh my God.
You hear this shit?
That's why you see me, you right? I'm like.
That one went too far for me.
I didn't lick that one.
Wow.
I apologize so much.
No. She licked my fingers. God damn it.
No, this is my treat. This is my treat.
God.
Okay. Craig is a distant cousin of mine.
He feels like Thor and the Avengers when they were talking about Loki. Yeah. He's adopted.
He's adopted.
He's adopted.
We don't have to say father or mother, like,
that is
or even
my,
family member. You know, we
very
disgusting. That is my brother you're talking about. He killed 10,000 people.
Yeah.
He's adopted.
Yeah, we found him on another planet, walking around by himself. You know, so,
don't play games. I still have a picture of you holding me as a baby. He is close.
Shit.
Oh my god. So what exactly? Like when we say superpower, are we like just something that you think that you just really excel at more than anything
yeah,
else?
Bro. Yes, of course. Like,
okay. It's just
not simple. Even a think, because there is one thing that you do that you've done to multiple women, and they've always that one thing that you do that every woman is like, yo.
Oh.
Yeah, she's thought about this.
Oh.
You read the syllabus last night, didn't
you? Know
you?
What?
She's ready. She came ready for this question. She's like, yeah.
And the answer to that question's gotta be finger blasting.
Finger blasting is yours.
Finger blasting. I enjoy.
Is that why you paint your nails?
I enjoy. The manicures are a must. I enjoy, like, actually massaging the woman's body parts with my fingers 100%. And whether we start off slow, get rapid and go fast, go back to slow again, rapid and fast, go back to slow, whatever the case may be, I'll do it based on the responses that I get from the body.
That's interesting, because their forearms are so thin.
I thought big forearms came from Jackie.
No, it takes some forearm strength to do some finger blasting too.
I wonder if there's audio to the death glare that Rick gave out. I wish I could somehow digitize that. I have never seen a motherfucker go, I'm going to go work my forearms right now. Piece of shit. There's so much rage, bro.
You know
I
what?
Felt it.
I'm shot.
I can feel the spiritual pressure.
I'll
like
work my
bleach.
Forearms out for the remaining of this podcast. You see what them jeans do.
I can see him building a forearm workout routine in front of me. It was wild. Like, my man was upset.
We're gonna put this to the test live.
My man was like, "What the?
Don't tell your husband."
He's like, "It's like I just spit on his ancestors right now." That was wild.
Or tell your husband.
My man was confuzzled,
like,
bro.
Whoa, he's like, whoa.
What?
Like,
wow.
What? I was like, first of all.
I mean, I was expecting like Popeye forearms or some shit.
This guy. But yeah, no, like I'll do that, you know, first time, second time, third time, 100th time. Like, I'm going to, like, my hands need to feel what I'm working with 24/7. So
I like that.
I got to feel That's what I'm working with.
That's a good one. Yeah. That's a good one. I like that. That's good.
Nothing too radical.
I see it.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
It'll be like the Hawkeye of the group. You know, constant training is what makes it super. You know.
I'll take the low key position.
It wasn't like a God given or unearthly talent.
It's something you learn.
It's constant training. You know. Mm-hmm. So I never miss.
I like that. Yeah. I like that.
That's it.
No, I will.
Craig?
I will edge a woman into oblivion. I don't know why I like doing this. It's a serious problem. It has gotten me in trouble several times and a few puncture times.
Wait. How did it get you in trouble?
Edging.
It's just like, I don't know why I like this, but I like it when their leg just starts to shake and they just start to lose their mind. I'm like, I'm going to go get a sandwich. And I'll just walk away. I'll let them cool down for a little bit. Then I'll come back a little bit later. And I'll
you
just keep doing
fuck.
That.
That's not a Venge Square. That's a super villain superpower. That's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
This man is
I'm talking about the force
release.
Of good.
He said I will Avenger. Give them release after a while. But there's
a
just
while.
Something about it.
Bro.
Or like the best is when
he's
like
the age of Ultron. And he's Ultron.
He said, where are the Avengers? And you pulled out some Legion of Doom.
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, like...
Dude, it has got me. It's a real problem. It has got me in so much trouble. But
no wonder.
It is. It's something I can't stop doing. I have to do it. It's so much fun because it's just like, all right, I'm done. I'm gonna go.
Like some Amanda.
I'll turn on the PlayStation.
Are you sure you just don't cramp up? Like, oh, fuck.
No, because it's just like, because remember, my dick's not that big, so I have to like, I have to use many, many different accoutrements. There's a lot going on, a lot of moving parts. It's like, you know, cyberpunk, but it's all pussy related. A lot of moving parts. So it's just like, what I'm doing is very involved. Sometimes it's some finger blasting, sometimes some girls like some anal, some girls like some nipple play, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. My favorite is just like handcuffing them to something and then like, edging them and then just doing that continuously for like 40 or 50 minutes.
You know, that's called torture, but yeah, okay.
Most places.
It's very consensual, all right?
I mean, yeah, consensual the first time. But she's on the fifth time, and she's about to explode, and you're like, I'm gonna go make it. No, anytime you stop in the middle of sex and be like, I'm gonna make a sandwich, that's just torture.
I have straight up just like walked out of the room.
Bro, I had to like take my headphones off on that one. My man said, my dick.
Bro, it's a good thing that you're not gay, because you'd be fucked the fuck up. You'd be catching them hands.
Yeah.
No, seriously.
Foot to the throat.
Yo, right?
I've had a. She kicked me a couple of times.
I'm sure.
Yeah, she caught me.
Good thing you don't have a big dick.
I had to dodge, but I was like, no, you know, it's aerodynamic. It just can kind of flow with the wind.
Just fly by.
She was so pissed. Yeah, that's mine. So. So much fun.
What do you got, Deanna?
I don't know. I think I have a combination of superpowers. I do have a combination of superpowers.
She's like Captain Marvel.
Yeah, I have like a bunch. Like I have reverse cowgirl. That's one of my superpowers. And my favorite superpower is sucking dick. Like, it's like...
Oh, so that's what it's really about. No. You already answered it. You saying you got that Guap Guap 3000. Yeah, you keep that Guap Guap 3000 on deck.
Is it sloppy or is it neat? Or it depends?
It depends.
She says she got...
It definitely depends.
She got the sloppy twister.
Just to describe it for the fans. She's saying it with, like, that dreamy eyes. Her eyes are, like, halfway open. Mm-hmm. She's looking up and to the right. She's feeling that last time.
Yeah. That definitely. Her man got it you know why? Because it's so funny that you say that, because I'm really thinking, like, because when I was sucking his dick, he was like, you really love sucking my dick. I'm like, yes, I do.
What a compliment.
You truly enjoy sucking my dick. What a bitch.
It's true. I don't know. It's just, I love the way.
Is it a power? Yeah, power. I have control.
No, I love the way his hard dick feels in my mouth.
God bless you.
It just, I can't.
Gift to humanity.
It is like, I don't know. And I like doing these little things with my tongue, you know, like when you like kind of cup the tongue around the shaft and you bring it all the way down.
The world is a better
right
place
to the
you
balls.
It.
And
Rick, you okay? You're all
right,
Rick?
The tongue at the right bottom. Now. And Rick. Then you like suck it up to the top and like just a little bit right under the head.
You are just a treat. You are just a treat.
Rick's got to go home.
I'm so proud of you.
Rick's got to go home now.
The world is a better place with you in it. God bless you.
And that is definitely my superpower.
Spread your teachings.
Because it's great for me. The first time I realized I love sucking dick, me and my guy, we were in Louisiana. First time I went to go visit him. And
wait, this is recently.
No, Louisiana. This was like in 2000. I'm not gonna say the year because he had a girlfriend then. So, this was a time.
This is not the recent one though.
This was a time. I went to visit him, and you know, I had on the sexy lingerie, da da da, this, that, the third, and I was sucking his dick, right? And like my period had just went off before I got there. So I'm sucking his dick and I'm like sucking his dick and all of a sudden I feel like something drip on my foot because I'm like on my knees. So like I got a little, like I got nervous, I'm like, fuck, I hope my fucking period didn't come back on. So I kind of just come back to look and literally like my pussy is leaking on my feet.
I don't know why that's like, hot. I don't know why that's
like,
hot. Don't ask
like dripping.
Don't ask
he was no like, questions. He was like, what did I do? Just stay still.
Don't do anything. It's all me right now.
I just need
you to keep that hard.
You're gonna have to talk to a therapist about that one because I don't know why
No, you don't.
That is a warrior mindset. She's just like, I will suck dick through blood. Just, that is a champion. Take notes, people.
I am going straight home. So, I don't think I'm allowed to
take notes
into the public space.
This is the indomitable human spirit right here. Through that's fire and flames, I will suck that dick.
Jesus Christ!
Trying to get my legs to stop hopping around.
I don't. I need to put that on like a motivational poster.
Yeah, you do because you're Ultron asked me to come to the light.
That was a little too.
That was incredible.
I was just gonna try to.
I'm so
like,
glad I met you.
3000. She's like, she just kind of went into a lot of detail.
That is not the goggle. That is something else.
I have a very,
exactly. As I
very
said, like, I don't. When let me tell you something. When I watch porn and I watch women suck dick, it disappoints me because I feel
you can
like
tell who's actually.
Yeah,
into it
you can tell who's actually into it. Like, you can tell, and I know why guys do the head thing because it's like her mouth's like right on the head. Like, bitch, can you put the whole thing in your mouth. Just shove it in there.
Or they're just going like way too fast and twisting way too fast. Just so they just want to get you hard.
A gift you are.
It's like you're not actually enjoying this.
It's an art.
Just
it
a
is.
Goddamn blessing. Just a
goddamn blessing, bro. Just God damn it, man.
Goddamn blessing.
Definitely an art.
Take notes of humanity in general.
No, you're trying to talk to women. You're not talking about humanity because, you know.
I'm going to have to go.
If she was a dude talking about she got the guac 3000, you
yeah,
would be
it
like,
would be a total different. If I had a dick and I said that right now, y'all would look at me like,
I absolutely wouldn't.
Exactly.
The majority of the world sucks dick. Women suck dick. Gay men suck dick. The vast majority of the world is sucking some dick. Mm-hmm. So in a world where you are an excellent dick sucker, that is a skill. You get Xbox Live achievements for that dick sucker. I am proud and impressed. You are an absolute contributor to humanity.
All right, Craig. All right, Ultron.
My man said you get Girl Scout badges.
Like, he's straight up Ultron over here talking about, like, edging and walking away.
I am a machine. You know what?
Of course,
really
if you bring anything
like
to
villain
the finish,
now, for real.
Yeah,
I
you
feel
are.
Like a villain
now. You did the wrong shit.
I have never once felt like a villain for doing
we
that.
We are talking
shit.
About pleasing people. You're pleasing. Talking about leaving them in pain.
I listen.
Terrible, man.
I do
terrible,
release.
Man.
You do
he
release.
Says, I do release.
I do release.
Eventually.
Eventually.
Yeah, 3 days later.
Yeah. I got to go talk to Virginia Chick when I get home. I got to go call Virginia Chick when I get home.
Hope she off from work today.
Yeah, she off
from work. My man is in trouble right now.
He's like, yeah, I know her schedule. She
yeah,
off.
She off from work. Yeah, I know her schedule.
We're going to have a private conversation. You can close the blinds.
Don't
nobody call Rick.
The entire way to
you know what? We should just keep calling Rick all afternoon long just to interrupt this.
Just interrupt this.
It's messed up. It's
like, keep hitting redial. Yeah. Fuck you, bitch.
You didn't say yours?
Yeah, I'm saying Osai.
What's wrong?
It's good that we're friends because I am probably the exact, not the exact opposite, but you know, I'm the male side of what
the counterpart.
I love. Like, I'm an orally fixated dude.
Mm. See, Sherman. That's my friend.
From the front.
You gotta get that beard oil.
Yes.
It's good for the skin.
ABCs, I will rap. I will do the ABC rap. I will do the 1-2-3 rap.
I
will
love
do
the
like
ABC.
The Sesame Street. I will do, yeah.
Now, see,
blah,
I,
blah, blah.
Yeah. I enjoy
and
that.
And like the flavor. I like different flavors. Like
I enjoy that. I wouldn't call it my personal superpower, but I enjoy that. I enjoy that.
No, I mean,
like
so out of like.
ABC rap that bitch. I know what he's talking about when he says, like, when he says that, like my brain instantly, I don't have to be like, oh, what? I'm like, no, I know exactly what the fuck this motherfucker's talking about.
Exactly.
Like,
you
know, like, I know what's going down. I'm like, yeah.
Nah, but for the year, how many times? Like, I mean, at least 8 or 9 different people I had squirt.
Mm-hmm.
3 of them were through dick, and the rest were just through oral.
Now, the squirt. I'm not going to lie. All of my squirters, I have made squirt with my hands first. Before they squirted with my dick, they squirted with my hands first. Uh-huh. Absolutely.
I maybe have one with the hands, but then most of them were oral.
At that moment, I knew
these things are
the
gold.
These are surgeon hands. These are surgeon hands. Calm and steady.
But it's funny. It's like.
Like, I have a gift.
Surgeon
I have that. Yeah, no, but people seem like, oh, you have a tongue ring. Do you like it? I was like, duh.
Duh.
Like, seriously, come on.
So all I do is eat the cooch.
Why is it at the tip? Because the tip makes it too
easy. Take notes.
The tip makes it too easy. You got to get the full tongue action. You got to get the full.
I've had a tongue ring before, but I enjoy sucking dick much better without it than with it. I think I get a better latch on the dick without it. The metal rod in the middle kind of prevents you from being able to cup your tongue.
Keeps all that extra cum
she's
tupping.
Like, yeah.
Yep. From the last podcast,
doesn't hurt mine. It doesn't hurt mine. No, mine's still.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're not sucking dick.
Exactly. Good point.
And if his dick is not reaching the tongue ring, I ain't sucking dick either.
Damn.
Sorry. My condolences.
R.I.P.
If you have a button,
that dude.
You are not paying
F for respects. Press F for respects.
No, but I really do like enjoying exploring women with my tongue. Like just not the vagina, but like the whole body.
I used to. I had a bad experience twice, and I was
It's like playing the piano down there. You get a little squirt, you just gotta just jump in there like a fucking pool bath, like a bird bath. Just jump in that bitch. Just
bathe yourself.
But the best compliment I always get is like, I'm a really good kisser, then I know it's like, yeah, I'm good. Like, that's the thing.
Somebody told me squirt was pee, and I was just like, well, that changes nothing. That changes.
Here we go.
We can talk about he.
Here we go.
Her that should not be named.
Here we go. Here we go.
And on that note, let's move on.
Enhances the flavor.
If I get in more trouble than what I'm already in.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. God damn it.
Let's get on some mental health things. So our main topic today, space. How do you save space for yourself and set boundaries? Meaning, for those guys who kind of, wait, actually, what do you think I mean by this, by saving space, Craig?
I mean, you're talking to the hermit introvert. No, my space is permanent. I don't know what it means to save space because I have space. It's mine. No one comes in it. I don't let anyone in.
Literally, you ignore like all of our text messages on the group chat.
It's not on purpose. It's not on purpose. I fall into
bullshit.
The black hole that is me entertaining myself, and then I emerge every like week or so, and there's like 100 missed messages. It's like, oh fuck, I missed everything. But and I just try and catch up all at once.
So we're talking about like saving space for yourself, like in the fact of like not just being a hermit, because I think Craig kind of does it unhealthily
a little bit.
Like really going like that far away.
It's a problem.
Everybody has a thing. But I mean like saving space for yourself in the sense that, you know, we all have our families, friends, work, everything that surrounds us that's all asking, demanding, pulling us one way or the other. And that sense of saving space is like, you know, where do you go to get rejuvenated, renourished? What do you do for yourself to, you know, help you feel whole again on a regular basis? And I think not enough people, especially people of color, do that enough, and they're always chasing something else or seeing what somebody else is doing, or, you know, not doing it at all. And I do especially think that women are worse at it than men. I think men lie to themselves a lot, but women knowingly do it because they have kids and they think they have to be everything on point all the time for them.
I always try to stay away from generalizations, but I haven't seen anything that contradicts what you're saying. For me personally, I find saving space in the simple moments. So that could be, you know, when I'm in the sauna, I'll be in there for 30, 40 minutes. And like, that is torture because you can't really bring any electronic devices in there. So it's just you and your thoughts. And I'm fine with that. I do find that a lot of people need noise. It's the reason why they come to a cafe to try and write something. They need background noise so that it distracts them away from, I don't know, the void. But I actively embrace the void, and I don't know what it would mean to not have that.
But you go so far as like you ignore, like I have to message you and be like, yo, you okay? And then 3 days later, oh yeah,
I'm fine.
I'm like, yo, like, I mean, seriously.
It's a
like,
serious problem. Like, it's definitely not a good thing. What?
3 days later?
Yeah, like yeah, 3-4 days bad. Later.
3 days later?
Yeah. I'm ready to send out search parties for
you. I'm like, that's your fam.
Listen,
that's your fam.
Ask him how many times I've sent him a message, be like, yo, do you even want to be on the podcast anymore?
Yeah, like, straight. And I'm like, yes, what the fuck? What do you mean? And I'm like, here's the thing. Here's the problem for me, right? Whether it's yesterday or it was 5 years ago, my brain sees that memory as with the same cloudy haze. So stuff that happened decades ago still looks like stuff that happened to me last week. So I have no sense of time dilation. So what a thing will happen is I'll hyper fixate on something. Oh, I'm on TikTok or I'm doing voiceover work or whatever. And I'll focus on that.
You're
I'm focused on
wet
just
dream.
That. And then the second like I'm done, I'll look up and it's like, oh, it's been a month and a half. Huh? What? When? Oh shit. And I gotta go back like, nope, I'm still here. I'm still alive. I'm not dead. I love you. Please, I'm sorry. It's a problem. It's a problem with hyper isolation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once I stayed alone for long enough, I didn't need anyone.
That, yeah. I can say that I have to prevent myself from doing that. I have to engage myself because I work at home.
Uh-huh.
So working at home,
same.
You're away from everybody, and you become comfortable in that space that's just you because you don't have to deal with the outside of human ignorance. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You're gonna be like, you're in
your own space. So I can see how you can get lost in that. It's definitely not healthy. But I can see how you can get lost in that.
But instead of like hyper, like, you know, you say getting hyper focused, like, because then you go into like one extreme to the next. You swing the pendulum from one way to the next. What if you just take like just shorter times, like, you know, like make sure every day you get a little bit, so you don't have to wait like 3 or 4 days to be like and disappear for a week or a month.
I think that's my bad point too. I suck at that too.
I don't
take the small times out of the day to, like, you know, go into my safe place and recharge.
And but what,
like,
is
it's important?
And the thing is, what does that mean to you? Like, what does that saving space mean to you?
Oh, for me, it's like where I'm like, I can be unbothered. I can, you know, clear the thoughts out of my head. I can, you know, clear the whatever energies, thoughts that I need to cipher through and rearrange personally to make myself better and mentally as well. So that way when I go out, I'm not dragging it and throwing it out there to the rest of the world. Like, you know, everybody needs like their own like cleansing moment. So for me, like that safe space or that, like, you know, that's that cleansing moment you need with yourself to just get yourself in your safe zone and just kind of clean yourself out. That's what it means to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I suck at that.
That's a good definition.
You suck at that?
I suck at that, like, so bad. Like,
you get busy.
It gets to the point where, like, I become overwhelmed and then I will go into a dark corner for, like, a week or so. And it's like, yo, where's Rick? Rick has not been seen. Rick is incognito.
You had that happen a couple of times. Like, there was like, when you first started back in your job too, like, you disappeared. I'm like, yo, man.
You especially okay? If you're overstimulated, bro.
Yeah. Okay?
You're overstimulated. You're like, yeah, bro, I don't want to see nobody. If you have a bad experience with like somebody, or so, you're just like, okay, I'm just gonna turn off humanity for a while. Especially when you work from home. You're like, oh, absolutely not. Click. No more humans. No more humans. I'm gonna play video games. I'm gonna write, and I'm gonna do some art, and that is it.
So I gotta get better at my shit too, because it'd be like that sometimes.
I think we just need therapy. Do we need therapy? Is therapy a thing?
Possibly. For me, my me time isn't actually me time just for me. Like, it's the time I integrate myself with other people. Mm-hmm. Because I'm by myself so much.
Uh-huh.
My safe space, like kind of getting myself together, is to put myself back into the humanity. Like, okay, you're not alone. There are people around you. You have friends. You have support. You have that. That's my okay. Because I'm always by myself, and I get comfortable like that.
It's so comfy.
It is, and when you don't have to. I mean, I do have other moments too, like by myself, where it's like, okay, yoga. And yoga saved my life. I can't even say it a million times. Yoga definitely saved my mind. It is hard, but it is such a satisfying feeling when you're done to really kind of, in that moment, that final moment of Shavasana where you're laying there and it's really intaking everything. And you're kind of like letting your whole mind go in that moment. That is the most freeing, settling thing that I've ever felt in my life.
Mm-hmm.
So I would definitely say that too, like when I'm stressed, like if I'm stressed and I need to kind of center, yoga all the time.
See, so like for me, like same space was something I kind of practiced a little bit without knowing it. But then knowledge of it and then making it work for me came, you know, actually, let me see, after past relationship. And then I bumped into like a toxic soulmate type of deal, like a riptide soulmate mm-hmm. type person. I was just like, you know what that means, like, you know, a riptide soulmate. It's a term like, so you have like, you know, I believe you have several soulmates that you meet throughout mm-hmm. your lifetime, mm-hmm. but you have a riptide soulmate is that one that would, like, you know, you think you're doing the right things, you fall for this person, like, and you think you're looking at the shore and you're swimming towards the shore, you're swimming with them, and they're just steadily pulling you back. They're making you somebody different.
Yeah, like a rip current.
Rip current pulling you back. Like you're swimming, and you're slowly just being consumed, like slowly. But you know, and like, you know, if you guys listen to old podcasts about Craig and my beach pictures, but that
never
is
gonna let them.
because that was one of my saves. That was one of my things for making space. And
I was jealous of him. I'm still jealous of him.
Yeah, you can be jealous of him.
With the beach picture, the pictures you take when you go to the beach in the morning. I love those things. It inspired me to actually start taking my own beach pictures.
I used to love them. I haven't seen them in a while.
I still just haven't been posting. But I will. I'll start posting them again. I'll just give
you
that.
The problem was, I would see it before I had to go in, because when I had a job that I had to go to, I would see it while I'm getting dressed to go to this job. I'm like, this motherfucker. I want to go to the goddamn beach.
I see it. I even stepped out of my bedroom. Like, before I even, like, saw light outside my actual house, I would see it, and I'm like,
That looks really nice. That looks really nice.
That looks good. Okay, let's go.
Yeah, and I started getting up to go to the beach to take my own pictures because it was like, that is, I live 5 minutes from the beach. That's one of the best ways to wake up. Yeah. Like, why not?
Why would you not?
Take advantage of it.
Oh, no. Osai ruined physically going to the beach for me in the morning.
Made you train on the beach.
Yeah.
Made you train on the beach. Like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and run a mile.
I found my flight cam coach's jacket the other day. Like, yesterday, I'm going to wash and start wearing that thing again. I gave you PTSD.
I really enjoy, like, his pictures. Like, his pictures are like, oh, my God, so sublime. So, like, you know, luminescent and all, whatever other fancy word you want to use for them. They're pretty as fuck, okay? But then, like, when you go to the beach with Osai in the morning?
That was for fight camp.
Man.
I know exactly why he's looking at it. He's looking at the beach. He's like, okay, I know exactly where he is so I can avoid it. I know where he is now.
There were times where I would leave work at, like, 3:30. Like, I would have to close. So I'd be leaving work at 3:30 in the morning, and I would just go straight to the beach. I get to the beach by like 4 o'clock, I would just sleep in my car because we had to be at the beach at 6 a.m.
Dedication.
So I would just like get like a good like 2 hour nap.
Such dedication.
Wake up and like, okay, I'm here. What are we doing?
He was like, I'm arrived.
He's like, run all the way there and then run back to start. I'm like, okay.
All higher brain functions are just off. It's just like 30%.
But I said I was going to do something.
Shambling.
Listen, I said I was going to do it, and I fucking did it.
Yeah, that's what's up, man.
But beyond that, too, like, I mean, same space for myself. And I think, like, I've become a master of it for myself and learning what makes me a better person with it is, like, you know, so I also journal, you know, either I usually journal now at night, like, I usually, before I go to sleep, I usually, like, take that, like, and it's part of my nighttime routine, where it's, like, I take, like, the last, you know, anywhere from, like, 45 minutes to hour before I close my eyes and get in bed. It's just, like, you know, I have my routines as far as, like, washing up, stuff like that. Journaling, writing down my thoughts for the day or my future predictions or, you know, anything, just anything. And then usually burn some Palo Santo or some sage. And then, you know, so that's another thing that I do, like, on a daily basis for me to save space. Like, even if I don't make it to the beach the next morning, stuff like that, like, that helps me immensely. But I do feel like if I haven't made it to the beach, like, so it's like that's my nighttime routine, part of my morning routine, if I can, is to make it to the beach to do that first meditation, focus on the day, get out of my headspace or, you know, get out of that rat race. Like, one of the things that I hate doing is, and part of the reason I get up so early is that I hate getting up late and falling into someone else's routine because I feel like I'm playing catch up throughout the day.
Oh, that's the worst. That's the fucking
like I'm playing. I feel like I'm a dog chasing its tail like over and over and over and over throughout the day. I can never catch it. Whereas when I get up and get ahead of it, I'm allowed to catch myself and then I can control my day. I control my stress levels. I control my destiny. I control what I want to do, what I want to make. You know, I'm more in control of my day. And I think, like, you know, that's one thing. And that's why I say that sometimes with, I say that with, moms who have kids is that their kids dictate a lot of times their space.
Yeah.
And they don't know how to carve out time or boundaries for themselves. One of the things I see with that, though, is just like if you do that for your kids, how are you teaching them how to save space for themselves?
Well, you really don't. Speaking from a mother's point of view,
yeah,
seeing exactly where you're coming from, because I see it in my children now that they're older.
Uh-huh.
Like, I see my daughter do this, like, kind of go down that same rat race. It's like work, 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 work.
Yep.
Kids, 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 kids. Man.
Right.
Work. Yes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
And you go and you fall into that cycle because you, one, what society has, I think, for women is a lot heavier on us because you're judged by the women around you.
Uh-huh.
You judge by your women, you judge by the men.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And you're judged by your child.
Uh-huh.
And as your child gets older, they think with a child's mentality, but they judge you as an adult.
Yeah. Wow.
And it's hard to kind of pull yourself away from that because you're thinking that when, like, for me personally, it has to be for me personally.
Uh-huh.
So me personally, my mother wasn't really around when I was younger. Uh-huh. So I dove into making sure that every single thing that I did was for my kids and I never took any time for myself. Now that my kids are older and I see them doing the same thing, giving everything to their significant other, giving everything to their kids and not taking time for themselves. And now trying to teach the lesson is harder.
Yeah.
Than to show the example.
Yeah, because they learn from example. Yeah,
exactly. It's harder now, but it's hard, especially if you're a single parent and a mother, because, like you said, you're being judged by all these people, and no matter what, it's easy to say, yeah, don't care about what people think.
Mm-hmm.
But when these people are in your peers, it's not that easy. It's not that easy to say, all right, society feels like I need to wake up in the morning and make my kids breakfast and read them a story and brush their teeth and brush their hair and do their hair every single morning. And then I need to go to work and be productive and be the highest level at my job. And then I need to come home and I need to cook for my man and massage his feet and da da da. And if I'm not doing all of these things, I'm failing as a woman.
Right.
I'm failing as a woman. So as a woman, it becomes... Okay. We've always, from as long as I can remember, we have always been built to support those around us. We are the nurturers.
Or society.
Society. Or not even society. I mean, society, but society reaps down into your own family. And these are things that you're,
like your family.
It's cultural. Like even with us in the islands. Like in the island, my grandmother used to get mad because it's like, why are you not serving your man food? Because he got two hands and 2 feet and he know where the food is. I cooked it.
Yep. Well, I think the ridicule too goes out to, like, you know, sometimes nowadays we're like, you know, the guys are cooking instead of the woman, you know, and they're like, oh, your man cooks? Like,
daggone really? Right.
Yeah, like,
let him cook.
Yeah.
And if he could cook better than me, great.
Hey,
I like
cook.
To eat
cook.
Good food.
Listen.
Let him cook. I mean, that's just a small women, portion of it, but.
Women belong in the kitchen, and men belong in the kitchen. Everyone belongs in the kitchen because that's where the fucking food is.
Ew, if you like to eat, you belong in the kitchen.
Be in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Be in the kitchen.
You like food?
You love food.
You need sustenance?
I need sustenance.
You belong in the kitchen.
Exactly.
But how would you, you know, like the thing is though, like, I mean, I said, like, you know, definitely perception runs a lot of things. I think men fall into that category. Not as strongly as women, though. Not as strongly. And I think men, they still don't know how to save space for themselves, but I think it's for the opposite reason. I mean, not opposite reasons, but it's for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they think it's manly to do this or manly to do that. To go hang out with friends. Let's go shoot some guns. Let's go blah, 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 blah. You know, stuff like that, too. So it's like, I think for men, it's a little bit more on the peer pressure side on the outside than it is for, like, women. Like, women is definitely family. I think the biggest part is, like, family.
It is.
The way that your family judges you, your man will judge you, et cetera, et cetera. Whereas guys, it's more so, like, what are your friends going to think about you? Like, if, you know, like, but if you do truly, I mean, like, I really have this I don't give a fuck type of attitude where I'm gonna do what makes me feel good, and if you don't jive with it, then that's fine with you. You don't have to be me, you know. But I mean, that having that mentality, I mean, it's a curse and a blessing at the same time. You know, the blessing is definitely that I was able to figure out and do the shit that appeals to me. You know, I have people, oh, yeah, you gay ass pictures you out there in the sun. Da-da. And I, yeah, man, that works for me. You know what I mean?
Who are here calling your pictures gay?
Oh, I've had a few.
About to run them up.
I did not. I did.
Craig made me feel bad. Craig tried to make me feel bad about my pictures.
Oh, mad jealous.
Craig. That works for me.
Listen, that came from an unhealed place. That came from an unhealed place. Because I'm like, bro,
I'm
getting ready for work, and this man is out here on a beautiful, like, he's like, look at this glorious sunrise. And I'm just like, bitch, I'm in traffic.
Yeah, yeah, but I mean, honestly, though, but that was the thing. It's just like trying to heal and like constantly find myself through that morass of like where I was being dragged to. And it's like, shit.
Nah, fuck that. Post the pictures. I love them pictures.
Yeah, I'm just fucking with you.
Anybody that was out here dragging on side for those pictures can take a big 9-inch one up their ass.
You know what?
It's not my 9-inch one, you know. But no, I mean, not just that too. Like, you know, the fact that, you know, like I will burn Palo Santo or like, you know, say like, I mean, it's kind of like my own prayer that I do at night. Like whatever I do to center myself and bring myself down. And the thing about it is, it's like I usually get like women who say like, oh, I understand a lot more than men do. I have a few guys nowadays that's like, you know what, that's powerful, you know. But back in a little, you know, a few years ago, they'd be like, really you do that?
But your picture's
yeah,
bro.
Like what? Yeah, it's important to say. And like my solo trips once a year too, I think that's another way of like, that's the big, like,
that's
my tsunami.
That's something I
want to
try.
That's incredible.
Because I think I have a fear of
it's
kind of a fear
for women
of being alone. Being alone, because for me, being alone is like the brain is gone. Like my mind goes a million miles a minute. When I don't have that noise around me,
you have
sitting in that silence is hard for me.
Because you have nothing to do but deal with yourself at that moment in time. You can't
nothing like being alone with
you can't
thoughts.
Be distracted by anything else, and you do have to face and focus on yourself in that moment and answer your own demons.
Yeah.
And that's why
that's a hard part. That's a fear, because it's a lot of things that me personally I've put off.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I'm sure many people have. So it's like when you are in that moment, I mean, I've had some of those moments in this past year where I really was just by myself and really had to be like, okay, what is it that you want, Deanna? What do you like? Not what the kids like, not what this one says, not what Instagram, Facebook, blah, blah, blah. What is it that you like? What do you want? And not to be discouraged by anybody else's opinion.
Right.
On what you want. Because your vision is not everybody's vision. And I've learned that in life. Mm-hmm. I've learned that just by watching, even going to these erotic poetries. Mm-hmm. When I see the creativity that some of these women have, and it's like, wow, why is this not out here? Like this one, she's a pole artist, mm-hmm. but she's also a poet. So she recorded her poetry. And she did a routine to her own poetry, to her voice. The shit was fire. When I say fire, fire. And it's like that creativity of just kind of coming into what it is that you like and what you love and your own thing and not caring about what anybody else says.
Mm-hmm. We definitely got to go to our next poetry. You know, besides the first Wednesday, right?
It's the first Wednesday, but I'm not going to be here on the first because, you know. I'm gonna be busy.
She's gonna be recording content.
Yeah. Oh, content?
Yeah, I'm taking a week off. An actual paid week. And then I'm going to celebrate, relax, and create.
Celebrate, relax, create. Yeah. CRC.
Yeah.
CRC.
Yeah.
Go with my blessing. Go with my blessing.
Anyway, so like, getting back to it. So, what, I mean, you talked about like, you know, Rick, your problem with like, you know, saving space. Like, what habits do you think you want to try and enact, or like what would you do? Like say like you're having this conversation with somebody, like what would you tell them? Like how would you work towards saving space, and like how important is it?
Okay, well, as far as how important it is,
yeah,
I believe it's 100% viable to function at your best efficiency. I think that everybody should find a way to save space, or find like a safe space, whatever the case may be, whatever you want to call it.
These like set like boundaries, because I think that's one of the biggest problems that people have, that when you don't save space is because you don't have boundaries, or you're afraid to tell people your boundaries.
Correct. And that's something that I need to work on, because I get to the point where one of the main reasons that I have to close myself off is because of the fact that I don't tell people my boundaries. Yep. And
somebody crosses it.
And, yeah.
Well, they cross all the time because you don't know. Like,
yeah, exactly.
If you're not told, like, hey, don't call me after 9 o'clock unless you're dying.
Right.
I'm gonna call you at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Right. And you know, I'll get constantly hit up throughout the day. Like, just using today as an example, I've had way too many phone calls show up on my phone today.
Yeah, yeah. We heard about that one.
Before it was noon, I had way too many phone calls. And I'm like, yo, if it's before noon, 9 times out of 10, I'm not answering that phone unless you are dying.
Now, are you currently on fire? Yeah. No? Fuck out my face.
And then like, yeah. And then after like,
fuck up.
After 10, 11 o'clock, why are we talking?
Which one?
Why are we talking? If you're not coming over to get smashed, why are you hitting me up after 10, 11?
Am I tasting the poom poom tonight? No? No?
Am I putting these surgical skills to use? Then why are you calling me?
It's like, okay. I'm here. My hands are washed. My fingernails are manicured.
Scrub.
Let's go.
Listen, I scubbed in. Okay? I scrubbed
scrub in
for this
bro.
Procedure. I scrubbed in.
You got the Dial Gold Bar soap, so, antibacterial.
You know, and
your pH is going to be right, ladies. Your pH is going to be right.
Exactly.
And gotta then, test the pussy with the pool strip.
And then there's a lot the of pH. Things like, you know, people ask me to do stuff, or you know, people like, you know, call me for favors and stuff like that. And I'm a nice guy. I'm a favorable guy. So you know, if you ask me to help you out with something, I'm gonna help you out with something. Okay. Mm. But then it gets to the point where I'm like, listen, I don't feel like helping anybody out right now. Okay.
That's because I'm all tapped out.
Like, I'm
all tapped out.
Okay. My favors and my help, I ain't got no more IOUs and favor cards. Okay. They all gone. Okay?
All my fucks are gone.
So I gotta go recharge. Okay. I gotta go recharge. And that just disappeared.
So you had to set boundaries. Like I had to set boundaries like to myself. I was like, all right, so my friends, if you don't check up on me in a 30-day period, but you hit me up for something, I'm not answering you. If you don't even say, hey, hi, or I hit you up and you don't respond, but then you come in, hey, do you have blah, 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 I'm not answering.
Well, sometimes you don't respond because I send you messages and you're like.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying, I'm not saying I respond. I'm saying when you reach out to me, yeah. I feel like as a friend and as I'm learning more and more as an adult, is that it takes a village to raise a child, but it takes a village to be an adult. Like, you need people.
Yeah, you can't be an adult by
yourself.
You
need your people.
Yeah.
You do. You need to have.
That's a wild
exactly.
thing. You just said.
For real. Like, you need people. Like, you need people to help you to be able to help you be an adult. Uh-huh. Because this shit is fucked. Like,
yeah. it's
is nothing
trouble,
that
bro.
You people told us it was. You made it seem like it was great and glorious, and it's garbage.
No,
it's
fucking garbage.
No. Our parents were actually telling us from before, like, yo, this is some fucked up shit. And you're like, oh, yeah, wait to be an adult. They'd be like, yes, you can. You're like, no, I want to be an adult. I can't wait till I can drink.
When you became adults, it's like, I don't want to be an adult no more. I don't want to be an adult.
I can't wait to be an adult because I can make my own decisions and do whatever I want.
Yeah.
And I was like, no,
I don't
want to
make my own decisions anymore.
Yeah. My oldest daughter and my oldest son are just both like, yeah, remember when you said you could bring me in this world and then take me out?
Uh-huh. Take me out.
You think you want to do the take me? Can we still get the take me out portion?
Can we bring that still on the table, please?
I would appreciate if we could just, just end this. Is there a restart button?
Yeah, let's start over.
Let me tell you,
just
like,
rewind.
Those moments of darkness when there's just like a giant meteor is heading towards Earth, you're like, oh, finally. Excellent. Can't wait. Bring on giant meteor, please. I want this to end. I'm so done with this shit. That shit is dark, man.
No, but one of the reasons I brought this up too, because like even like dealing with Nicole, and for somebody who like I think I've not excelled, but I've gotten better at like working and saving space for myself, and I see her always doing stuff for everybody else.
She's got
I'm like, I really want her to have that experience, but I know it's a choice, not, all the moms telling me, mom guilt is real, and I see that. And it feels bad when you learn how to say, if you do start saving space for yourself, and then, your kid is crying, or you get to shut the fuck up. Yeah.
It feels like child abuse. It's like, no.
But I want, my thing is just like, and part of the reason, too, I do this thing about saving space for myself, too, is that for me to be the best version and show up in the best way, I have to do this. Like, I have to take these times to, because like I said, when I wake up and I just go straight into it, like I'm just jumping into it, I'm irritable. Like, my day is not going well, and I'm just going to react instead of
and caught on the back foot.
Yeah, you're always caught on the back foot. I'm always throwing off the back foot, throwing. Like, there's a full on blitz coming at me every minute. And and that's why I see that. Like, a lot of people, like, they get into that cycle. They wake up, they get right to it. Somebody needs this from them, somebody needs that from them, somebody needs this. And it's just like, and that's why, like, I chose, like, I mean, part of the reason waking up so early was because very little people are up at that time.
Yeah.
So nobody's trying to make it. It was an easy way out for me to say, like, nobody's going to make a demand on my time but myself. This is my responsibility to me.
Early mornings. I have to agree with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But as it's hard from a mom, like I said, like, things, speaking of Nicole, like, it's hard coming from a mom's point of view, especially when your children are younger.
Yeah. Yeah.
Children, like, it's easier for me now because my kids are older. But back then, when my kids were younger, yes, the guilt was real. Like, there was nothing outside of my children.
Right.
Especially because they could only depend on me.
Yeah.
When you're a single parent, or even if you're in a relationship with someone and you still act as a single parent.
Yep.
You get the, you feel that responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
And
she always tries to protect me by saving my space, even though I'm trying to give her, like, I'm willing to sacrifice some of my space.
Mm-hmm.
That I take, like, all right, I will give up my time for you to have some time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, it's
something, but like you said, it is a choice, and that's something that she has to come to terms to. Like, literally, my oldest child is 25, and I just came to this realization within the last 4 to 5 years that it's okay to have my time.
Yeah.
It's okay sometimes to be like, fuck them kids.
Fuck them kids.
It's only for a couple hours, or only for a couple days, or even if it's a week. Because you,
kids, bro.
You never stop being a mom.
Yeah, you'll never.
Till the day you die, you're always going to be a mom.
You'll never stop being a dad.
Exactly. You're never going to stop being a parent.
Thank you.
Period.
Ever. Ever. You'll never stop being a parent. So that their need for you never goes away. So you have to create your own space for your own mentality, for your own well-being, for your relationship to excel, for you to excel. But it's hard to not feel that guilt. And some women never do it.
Parents,
they never get past that guilt.
Every once in a while, you just got to reach in your pocket, grab that handful of brown spiders, and just throw it on your kids. Get the fuck out of here, bro. No, we don't.
I mean, like I said, Craig, it's easier said.
Fuck your brown spiders.
It is easier said than done. What the?
No. Don't just gloss over that.
I got it.
This man reached in his back pocket and imaginarily threw out some blacks.
First of all, who has spiders in their back pocket?
My man, Craig does. He said,
actually, so
are we talking about Brown Recluse?
So there's a dude.
No. You don't want to kill him. You don't want to kill him.
This dude that just walked in that I dapped that you guys sent me down. He comes in with a different reptile or like spider. Like every day, every time he comes in, he's got a different one. He had a big ass, like, I don't know what kind of lizard it was. It was probably a good 3.5 feet long, like draped over his shoulders. You know, he had a big tarantula that Savannah was walking around with on her shoulder the other day. Yeah, he comes with a different. So he's got another snake on his hand today. You guys didn't see
it, like right now?
Snake. Yeah,
I didn't even see.
He's up at the bar. It's like a black snake.
Yep, I didn't see.
Cool.
Slacking.
I love snakes.
I'm out here slacking.
Yeah, he's slacking.
My daughter loves that. She works at Beverly's Pet Shop. She works in the reptile section. Oh, this child is crazy. She's got a bearded dragon, a cat,
so
a pit bull. Yeah.
My daughter
she wants
animals.
A snake. She tried to get me to hold a tarantula. I said, like, what world are you in?
Away from me. remember that whole thing?
Anything
I'll pick you out of this
with
world?
More legs
I can do it right
two?
Now.
Kind of questionable.
Yeah, throw some spiders on your kids. It sends a message. It lets them know. Like, throw some spiders on your kids. Just
throw some spiders. Man, just
if they have long hair, put it right in their hair. It'll take a while for them to get it out.
I'm over here. I thought it was a metaphor. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about?
No, I meant actual spiders.
No, he's talking metaphors. If Craig actually has kids, he ain't gonna do that shit whatsoever.
I wouldn't.
I don't know.
I'm a wuss. I'm a wuss. I'll be like, okay, whatever.
Like, wait, no. Let me get the spider up. Get the spider up.
I feel like Craig is one of those guys who doesn't want to have kids. So, like, he's going to need one of those girls to be like, oh, I'm pregnant and baby's yours. He's gonna be like, oh, but we never had. She's like, I know. Ask me how I did it. She's like, come on.
Oh.
She's,
she's
just
smiling. So sad, bro.
She's just harvested smiling, it. Looking at you like, ask me how I did it. Come on, ask me how I did it. Ask me how I know it's yours.
Oh.
And even though we've never had sex, ask me how I did it. And Craig's just, his face is just done. He's just done.
Sadness.
Dun, dun, dun.
Pure sadness. I'll be on this podcast with a whole new personality. Be like, welcome to the D Squad. We're gonna have to make it quick, guys. I gotta pick up a sandwich for my wife.
Oh, wait, you gotta marry her too? Damn.
That's a Christian way. That's the
I was about to say, you
way.
Know his Christian self.
Yeah. even though he didn't even have sex with her, he's gonna marry her.
Exactly.
Immaculate conception.
It's the Christian way.
You know?
It was a miracle, baby.
Nah, it was a diabolically planned baby. Ask her how she did it.
I'll be so hot, bro. I'll be like, so mad.
You get a DNA test and you found it is yours. It's like, really, how did you do it?
All right, no, seriously. We get a DNA, so I need to know now.
Remember when I brought in the prostate probe? Yeah, you thought it was a sexy, fun time, huh? Did you have a good time, Craig? Milk you like a cow, bitch.
You're about to have a good time for 18 years.
All right.
You can't even fight that in court.
So we got to get off of the saving space for ourselves and get into somebody else's space that choose to divulge their crapola on Reddit.
Oh, let's hear it. Let's hear it, baby.
Slutty confessions.
Oh, I love reading these.
Oh, yeah. Because this is why you guys turn me on to it. You and fucking B.
They're so good.
Fucking assholes.
They're so good.
Where is B?
B is... he's fixing a fence, or he's fixing his fence, and his arm is fucked up.
B, what happened was B was like,
B's trying to save space.
He was fixing his fence.
No. He got that. He messed up his arm from weightlifting.
No. Let's not. Don't let him lie to you. Okay. B was fixing his fence.
Uh-huh.
In the middle of fixing his fence, he figured he could take a quick PNC, a little post nut clarity, before he got back to work.
His forearm broke.
He broke his forearm. Try to get some PNC action in. You know, wife
going at it hard.
Wife was at work. Wow. He was like, I can just knock this out real quick.
I'm going to hit the ceiling with this one.
You know, and he hit that home improvement. Start going in. You know, he was in his home improvement mode.
This man was hitting with a full shoulder action. Bro.
You know what I'm saying?
Man was going at it.
Making it happen.
See, this is what happens when you're
rotating. We're talking rotating shoulder blades and everything. Okay, rotating shoulder blades and everything.
How you throw your back out jerking your dick, bro?
And then boom, gone.
I'm surprised he didn't rip his dick off at that point.
I mean, you know, that's probably what happened. His grip gave out and popped. It's like ping.
And now
it's
he
like
has
you catch that immediate blowout on the highway.
And now that whole accident is over.
Man, he went from having this grip to like.
See? No,
this is what happens when you're not here to defend yourself.
His whole forearm's fucked up over it.
You can't even grip your meat now. Look at you. Sad, B. That's sad.
It's over.
All right. So this slutty confession, if you guys have buddies like this, you need to reconsider your life and your friendship.
Straight horse.
Ooh, let's hear it. Ooh.
Supposedly this male is 35. Mm-hmm. Whether you guys believe it or not. Anyway.
That's my friend range. Okay.
Title is, fuck my buddy's wife last night while he was passed out drunk inside.
Ooh.
Let's get into the story. So last night, I had some people over and my buddy ended up getting too drunk, as always, and he went and passed out in the spare room. After everyone left, it was just me and his wife talking outside, and we were a little too drunk also. Conversations towards my sex life and lack thereof. At this point, I'm super turned on and horny. She's a pretty girl, tall, in shape. I guess she noticed me adjusting myself and made a comment about I'm adjusting my moose knuckle and made a comment about it, came over and sat on my lap. I could tell she immediately left. She felt my cock start to grind on me and her breathing started to become very shallow. Now I'm rubbing my hands all up beside her body, and lightly brushing across her tits. After about 2 minutes of this, she unzipped my pants, slipped me right inside of her. It was the sexiest thing I've ever experienced. After about 5 minutes of her riding me, she took me inside and proceeded to fuck the shit out of her. Dude, that's fucked up. If you're drunk, after 5 minutes, you're already nut. I'm just saying. My bad. Back to the story.
Smashing your friend's wife?
While he's at your house, bro.
These hoes ain't loyal.
So like I said, inside I proceeded to fuck the shit out of her. She's gagging on my cock. I'm pulling her hair, slapping her. Her mascara's running down her face, and she's calling me daddy while her husband's passed out in the next room. I know this is wrong, but it was so damn hot talking dirty to each other, listening to her talk shit about her husband while I'm slamming into her.
Bro, friends like these, dog.
After about an hour, we cleaned up, woke him up, and they went home.
What?
This morning, she sent me a nude picture of herself saying, planning the next time, and it's all I can think about.
Whoa.
First comment. Hot story. Glad you're not my friend, buddy.
Listen, bro. Listen, I would never fight over a woman, but bro, that is disrespectful.
First of all, that's not his fault at all. That's the wife's fault. That's the wife's fault. That's the wife's fault. I'm not taking away the responsibility from the friendship part of it. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying that it's the woman's fault.
Bro.
She knew she was gonna fuck him before that moment.
It's
she had been planning on fucking him from the first time she went to their house.
Obviously he has been too.
Exactly. That was something that was already mutual. But if it wasn't her, trust me.
No.
I'm telling you, when you have sex with a woman, it's because she said y'all are having sex, buddy.
Yes.
I promise you that.
I told you.
When you're having sex with a man, it's not because he said you're having sex?
No. It's the woman's choice.
He's having sex because I said we're having sex.
Yes.
That's why.
I mean,
listen, I have to agree with Yana on that. That's like, the guy can be like, yo, we want to, or we are, you know, you think you are, but like I said, the greatest power is like women let men think that they are in control.
Mm-hmm. They are both scallywags.
I mean, for sure.
Scallywags.
So listen, like normally, so in all situations like that, it's definitely the person in the relationship's fault, 100%. However,
there's man code. However,
if that's your boy,
that's your boy.
Yeah.
Nah, son.
No,
that's an absolute violation.
That's not your boy.
That's your Ultron.
Yeah, that's
Craig.
That's your Ultron.
Wait.
Yeah, that's your vision. That's your Vision turned Ultron.
Yeah, exactly.
Or your Jarvis turned Ultron.
Yeah, straight up. Yep.
That's your Jarvis. Been with you for years. Next thing you know, he turns to Ultron.
Yeah, turned to Ultron. Like just destroys you.
Yo. Okay. So here's the rule. Here's the rule for blame in these situations. Okay. All right. You're in a relationship with somebody. They cheat. If they cheat with someone you do not know, it is 100% the person that in the relationship's fault.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yep.
If they cheat with someone that is considered your friend,
that is now an op.
It is now a 50-50 fault. the person that you're in a relationship with, mm-hmm. and your friend, because that friend also has a relationship with you. There is a trust that you guys have built over time.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And now that person has betrayed and ruined that trust. Mm-hmm. The person you're in the relationship with has a relationship with you, and trust has been formed. That trust has now been broken. That relationship has now been broken. So both of them have duties.
Yes.
They have two separate relationships with you, one as a friend and one as a partner, but at the end of the day, they both have a relationship with you, and they both have broken the trust of that relationship. So it is now 50-50.
Yeah, no, they both should take. I agree with that. They should take accountability.
They both get L's.
But if she didn't say they were fucking, nobody would be taking an L at all.
Yeah.
So it's. I think
taking accountabilities and golf clubs to the domes. Yeah. Now, that is vile shit.
Yeah. Now again, and I say, if your partner steps out and it's someone that you don't know, like. It's 100% your partner's fault. Yep. That person, that third person that you don't know, they don't have any relationship to you. They have no trust to uphold with you. They have no bonds to share with you and keep sacred. None of that. On top of that, men are hunters. So that being said, if a woman steps out and the guy doesn't know that this woman is in a relationship but thinks that she's single and she's throwing it back, he gonna smash. You can't blame the man for that. You can't blame the man for smashing somebody he think is single. That's just not right.
So what if the friend feels like they're not together?
We're gonna call them hubby and wifey. We got hubby, wifey, Brody.
Right. So Brody is under the impression that hubby and wifey are done.
Okay, he's under the impression hubby and wifey are done.
Done, right?
Okay. Is Brody friends with hubby?
Yes.
Okay, and also friends with wifey?
Yes.
Okay. 100%. It's still his fault if he wants to sleep with wifey. And here's why. You have a relationship. You don't communicate in your relationships. Are you guys done? Are you guys not done? It doesn't matter if their marriage is bad. It doesn't matter if their marriage is sour. No marriage is going to be happy 100% of the time. You're going to have sour points. You're going to have bad spots. You don't go, oh, they're having a bad spot. I bet they're done. And then go, oh, let me go hang.
No. Okay, so let's do a little more clarification.
Okay, right. Clarify.
Hubby and Brody.
Uh-huh.
Fucking bitches on the side.
Ooh.
Oh, it's Barracuda.
Boom. Complication.
Okay. So
she threw the twist in the mix.
I see that. So hubby out here banging Rachel's and Samara's.
Listen. All right. Continue.
Okay. So hubby's out here banging Rachel's and Samara's.
Right.
And Brody is also out here, but he's single, right?
Yeah. Brody's single.
So he out here just smashing left to right. He don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Just doing lines with the hookers and the Cubans.
Yeah, he
and
don't
all
care.
That. Okay.
Gotcha. Hubby is fucking whoever, whatever.
Right.
And hubby don't fuck wifey at all.
Okay.
Now wifey fucks Brody. Who's wrong?
At this point in time,
I'll tell you right now.
Fire off a multi-stage ICBM
bunch of villains
with three nukes, one for each of them, because they're just some sad motherfuckers.
I'm gonna tell you. You ready for this? I'm gonna tell you who wrong. All right, you ready?
Yeah. Okay. No, okay. We're not ready.
All right.
It is the last comment.
Okay, no problem. All right, so. The hubby's wrong because he already betrayed trust, right?
Mm-hmm.
The wifey wrong because she betrayed trust, but she didn't know he was out here banging and slinging other bitches, but she betrayed trust again, mm-hmm. Okay? Brody is also wrong because there is such a thing as bro code, just like such a thing as woman code, so he already fucked that up too.
We're just going to call it the code. Listen,
the bartender's also wrong because he's the local bartender and he knows what's up.
Just a move.
Okay?
Boom.
Listen.
Yeah, I think everybody's at fault. But I think Brody takes a little bit more because he knows both sides.
Exactly.
Brody knows both sides. He's got bro code that he just fucked up, and he just smashed the wifey, and he ain't even tell wifey, so he dogging her out too. This ain't done out of love. Right. This ain't done out of friendship. Nah, you've been dogging her out because you knew something and you kept it bro code for as long as you could, but then when it was your benefit.
Yo, Rick, stop gripping the mic so tight. Like, relax.
But then when it became your benefit to get some buns, it became your benefit to get buns, and now you're willing to break bro code, but you weren't willing to break bro code to let the wifey know that she was getting cheated on. So you double faulted and selfish at the same time. Like, at least hubby was selfish, but he still kept bro code up. You know, he wasn't out here, like, he was selfish, but he was cheating. You selfish, and you breaking bro code. It's just disrespectful. And the bartender fucked up. The Cuban hookers are fucked up. The guy who provided the blow is fucked up. Like, they
the
all.
Parking valet.
The parking valet.
The parking valet is also fucked up.
Everybody like, get nuked.
In that scenario, everybody. The neighbors fucked up because the neighbors ain't saying shit either.
You know,
so
they seen everything.
You know, everybody knows. You know all.
You know, you got
neighbors.
that one neighbor that knows your whole life story.
They everything, know everything.
They got the friendly neighbor app and they still ain't saying nothing. It's not
they
even
ain't
on the bulletin board.
Slipping in the DMs to tell you that your neighbor's carving in your driveway every night.
Oh, say it's right. Nuke everybody gets a nuke.
The neighbor ain't even go up to the I-ring at your door and be like, hey man, just so you know, your best friend keep coming to your crib and you ain't here, but your wife is type shit. Like,
your boy is glazing them yams. You better check your boy, dog.
Glazing.
And on that note, now that Rick has got his grip back, because, yo, you were gripping that microphone awfully damn tight. Yo, he was going in. He was going through the explanation, guys.
Yo, this is what I'm saying.
His knuckles were white on that microphone. Like, he was, like, up on it, like, damn.
You man was speaking from his soul
now. He was putting on a sermon.
I did not want to interrupt. I'm like, man, this man is on a roll. Let me leave him alone.
And not a single statement was a lie. Not a single statement was a lie. That was 100% truth.
Bruh.
Now put your money in the basket.
So now that we've nuked 75% of America, this shit's going around like that, all kinds of crazy.
Yeah.
We're gonna go find a bomb shelter to hide it so we can give you guys the next episode of the D Squad. Peace.